Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. They can be big, they can be small, but when we keep them bottled up, it can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and try to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I know I constantly need to vent or bounce ideas off somebody or just be heard. You guys need to check out BetterHelp. Therapy is, I think, great for everybody personally. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/2judgy today and you can get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2judgy. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Cordy from LA. And it's the premiere. What season is it? Three now?
Season three.
Mm-hmm. Season three of Winter House. And I feel like this is kind of going to be the best season yet.
They've done something very smart, a total shakeup of the cast for season three. We have Below Deckers. We have our classic Summer House friends. We have some of our Winter House friends from last
season. We've got
Martha's Vineyard.
This is a better case of like going across. Like, I think when there's not one dominating cast on this, it makes it more fun, you know,
it's because equal playing ground.
100%. Like, it doesn't even feel like, even though, like, I texted you too, and I know that I texted you ongoing of my series of texts from last week.
Right.
You know, when I watched all these episodes, but it was like, you know, even though Kyle is always quote unquote technically in charge, even this episode, like, we didn't have too much Kyle.
I thought it was actually really nice that he came to the house first without Amanda.
Agreed.
That just like changed the dynamic in a good way. I think it wasn't like they're this like powerhouse
Mom
couple duo. Right. Like, they automatically get the primary room. I think they probably do because there's two of them.
They did get it.
You know,
Corey gave it to them right away. And nobody, the thing is like, who else would take it though? Because there's no other couples in this house. So that's fine. And it's like, let's be honest. Like, I feel like Amanda doesn't really want to do these, but they're kind of a package deal because she's also like, Kyle, you don't get to do this on my own. Like, the compromise is I'll pretend I have a bachelorette party weekend one.
No, I think she actually does.
Maybe.
I think she, and she's excited to be at the bachelor party. She doesn't want to be at the winter house. She barely skis.
Yeah. She doesn't miss Kyle. I mean, and based on the preview, she gets Marsha Brady halfway through the season anyways with a football to the face. But I thought this was just like,
and we're in a new location. We're in Colorado.
We're not in Kyle's backyard of Vermont where he used to go. We had Stowe for two seasons. Now we're in Steamboat Springs, Colorado.
It's March 10th. So I specifically remember March 3rd because we were in Hawaii.
For Scandoval.
So this is exactly a week later after the Scandoval, which the other Tom was supposed to come. So
Sandoval gets dogged on this show too, which like always, I just love that he's collateral damage across all the franchises, you know, because it's like kind of funny when they start to spill into each other. So it's like, I think the only inauthentic part of this is like, you don't need to tell me how people are connected on this cast because I don't care because I know that they're not.
Oh, like, I actually thought it was super interesting how the people went to the house together. So obviously Katie and Malia, they make sense. They're below deckers. They live together. They're in a codependent relationship. They're basically married without having sex and have their own separate.
They're Grace and Frankie.
I love it. I love it. Who is Grace and who is Frankie?
I don't know. I don't know Katie. I didn't watch her season.
No, of me and you.
Oh, I don't know. I don't watch Grace and Frankie. I only know that they just...
It's so cute.
So who are we then? Who's who? I'm probably more of...
I actually... I think... Well, I want to be Jane Fonda.
You're Jane Fonda?
I want to be Jane Fonda, but Frankie's pretty out there. So
yeah, I don't think either of us are either of them.
No, I'm Jane Fonda. I'm Grace.
I don't think you are.
You don't watch the show.
I know. I've seen one season, though. I don't think you are.
I'm a classy broad. I'm a lady who lunches. I like martini.
This is also like, oh, yeah, I don't.
I'm fancy.
You don't lady. You're not a lady who lunches.
Yes. What do you think I do all summer? I didn't eat this summer. So,
yeah. So there was no lunch.
There was
don't
no
lunch. Jealous that I'm Frankie.
I mean, Grace.
See? Even your subconscious knows.
I'm not Frankie. I'm not artsy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Michael's Frankie.
Whatever. Yeah. You and Michael could be your Grace and Frankie. Okay. I feel like you walked yourself into a corner. You backed yourself into the corner.
No, I'm definitely
Grace. You know that you're Frankie, but be sure. Be a Grace.
Okay. I'm coming for someone that doesn't watch the show.
Mary, you're the one who's been secretly admitting you don't even know. Like, you're like, it's fine. Okay. It's fine.
Moving on. Moving forward.
But it's like, okay, but Danielle, I'm like, let's be real. Most of you have met at BravoCon or like you went to watch What Happens Live and you guys have met. Like, you're all connected because you're all part of this Bravo sphere. Like, I don't believe Danielle hangs out with Jordan. I think they've hung out once.
Yeah, they've seen each other like on premiere nights for their show.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So I'm like, oh, like when Danielle's like, yeah, you know, this winter house, I want to be with like my girls who got me. And I'm like, guys, we don't need to pretend on that. Let's just say, hey, they brought stars from each of our respective shows to party for 2 weeks together and we're going to do it.
It's kind of interesting they threw in this Casey character. So Casey and Danielle must be actual genuine friends.
No, I don't think they are. I think they've hung out once or they know people. There's one. If you can only show me one picture of them. If you can't show me multiple pictures of them out together, because that should be easily accessible, I don't believe that they know each other more than the one time that they've taken the picture together.
So then why did they cast Casey?
They needed a Crypto Lindsay part two.
Guest was unavailable. Confusing. Well, why didn't Sam? They didn't want another couple in the house. It is kind of weird that Sam didn't get it. Because Corey obviously is on it. Corey and Kyle are together. And obviously we know Corey through Craig. Weird that Sam didn't get it. And obviously she comes to just visit, but clearly isn't getting paid.
I feel like there's something going like behind the scenes where they knew that Corey would come in as a fuckboy. I feel like they tried to cast a lot of quote unquote single people. Like most of this cast is single outside of Kyle and Amanda and technically Corey, even though he doesn't want to be, right? So I feel like they said, like, let's bring in some of the hot singles because we don't need the couples. Like Craig.
It is kind of interesting that like Jordan didn't get to come with anybody from Martha's Vineyard.
Who would she come
she's
with?
She's completely, though? But she's completely solo.
Great.
Jordan is the star. I don't really think that's fair. I think because it's like, okay, Brian and Alex kind of come together as like Florida people, although Alex they literally be associated.
Yeah,
with
I was
Brian.
Like, yeah, they got on the same flight because it was easy to book two tickets at once. Okay. Brian probably sat in the middle seat.
From Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
But they did come as like knowing each other in a package. Then we have Katie and Malia. They came as a package. Danielle and Casey, they came as a package. Kyle and Corey, they came as a package. Tom and Tom were coming as a package, but we know what happened the week prior. So it is kind of interesting. Jordan really is on a solo mission. Let's just point that out.
I would have loved if they brought Preston with her.
They should have brought somebody with her, brought someone, at least one person from her cast.
But I was thinking, they're like, who would they have?
Preston would have been a great choice.
I mean, Preston is the only choice, so maybe he was busy.
What's the realtor from Austin? That's cute.
Oh, Amir, but Amir has a girlfriend. Yeah. So I'm telling you, I really think that they're trying to cast single people on this show.
Okay.
But Kyle and Amanda are always kind of like the leads of this, because Kyle will still party like a single person.
Right, true.
You know. So, and it just seems, I mean, there's a revolving door of people that are coming through. So I think they've done the smart thing, because, you know, this was a good, granted, I wish they went a little harder on the first night. I was a little sad that they kind of all, you know, it's like,
snowball fight didn't do it for you.
No, but let's start from the beginning though, because I think we also tried to, you guys, we tried to like write some taglines. I feel like we should, these are works in progress. Maybe as like the season goes on, we'll have better taglines for them. But these were just things that we thought of.
On it.
I was like, things that we thought of right before we decided to record this. So some might be direct quotes. Some might be usage of ChatGPT. Some might be from our brains. And I feel like you could probably distinguish which is which.
Okay. Do you want to start?
I think you can start.
Okay. Brian Benny. Just looking for my wifey for lifey. I was also thinking of who's going to do my laundry.
Mm-hmm, I like that too. Yeah. Alex, I'll try to make out with you with arms wide open.
I have a lot of feelings about Alex, and they're not all positive.
I'm going to agree with you, and we'll get into that.
Okay, Katie, making a table steak to bone you on.
That's a work in progress on our end. Malia, I'm a bosun on the high seas, but in the winter house, I'm the captain of tequila.
Woo!
Workshop it. We'll workshop.
Danielle, this is my winter house where single becomes sensational.
Kyle, there's three things I love. Mullet, snow, and Amanda.
That seems about right for him.
Mm-hmm.
Girlfriend, schmirlfriend. I'm here for
the
fame.
Who is it? Who is the star?
Obviously, Corey.
Say it again now. Okay.
Girlfriend, schmirlfriend. I'm here for the fame.
Mm-hmm. And he is. Tom Schwartz. In the words of Marshawn Lynch, I'm just here so I don't get fined.
That's a good one.
You can tell he's like, God damn it. I don't want to be here at all.
Okay, Jordan. Stevie Nicks and Rihanna walked into a bar and then they had me.
If you guys, that's based off of Jules from New York.
Yes.
I hope people can see that. Okay. And then Casey, you thought you got rid of Crypto Lindsay, but I'm new and improved. But to be honest, probably not here to stay.
It was kind of lame that she went to bed super early. Like, you're the new girl.
And not only that, she was reading a book with a book light on it. And I was like, look, I'm all for reading and I get this. This is night one.
Now,
Casey. Come on, Casey. Come on. You're in the winter house for two weeks.
I'm going to believe that Casey and Danielle are real friends and that Danielle needed the support system because she just went back out to Aspen because, you know, she's just out there for fun, not to see her ex-boyfriend or anything and see if they can get back together.
I remember when she was out there and there was speculation. We were all wondering because I think she like might have posted from the restaurant he worked at or something at the time.
The Surf Lodge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, but it's called something different in Aspen. There's a Surf Lodge and then
the Opry-ski.
Something like that.
Yeah. So they've officially been broken up for 5 months. It sounds like she was trying to maybe see if anything was still there. And he basically really completely closed the door on her, which I just feel so sad for her.
He was done, unfortunately. The Snow Lodge is what it's called.
Surf basically what I said.
Yeah, exactly.
But they go to the liquor store. They load up. They're like, what's the deal with the men in town? I mean,
it's nice to know that if you need to find a man, you go to Steamboat because it's three men to every one woman. It's the opposite of Charleston.
Unlike Charleston. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I'm hoping. Now, listen, we know they're not going to dip probably outside of the pond.
Right.
But they could if they wanted to.
Right. Okay. Then they're all kind of like buzzing about when they get to the house that Tom Schwartz is going to come solo. And the Scandoval has broken. Malia and Katie don't even know what Scandoval is.
I find it so funny because, like, as a Bravo fan, like, obviously, like, all of us are so consumed by this. I mean, literally we were at a wedding and it consumed us for the weekend.
Right.
It consumed the bride. Like everybody was involved. And to be so off the Richter scale, like off the scale, like just not even know, like being like, who, what?
I don't mean, it actually makes sense about Katie.
Yeah.
Although she does live in the States when she's not on Charta, they live in Florida.
I just think, I feel like they don't watch Bravo because they're on a show that like they're actually working.
I feel like what's very interesting for all of them, they're used to filming a show, but actually doing their real job as well. So I saw some kind of like interviews about them being like, there's a lot of downtime here.
Oh,
like,
really?
Idle time to get into trouble, probably, you know?
Yeah. Like their nights off are like once every 3 or 4 days, right? That they're partying. Whereas like summer house is all summer long, or like, you know,
winter house. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to watch them all kind of like change the dynamic of how they like, you know, do this whole thing, which I think they're going to bring the drama too.
I am very curious about Alex. I think he knows he's very good looking. And I feel like he thinks he can get away with anything he wants. He tried to do it in the hot tub. And I love that Jordan shut him down. That was fantastic to
me. Alex is really interesting to me because, okay, on Below Deck, I was like, oh, he's cute. And then, sorry if this is like just this personal preference, but just as I was like listening to him talk, I'm like, oh, I'm not interested. Like, he's a classic case of like, oh, you're good looking, but all of a sudden I actually don't think you're that good looking because I don't know that your personality is doing it for me. So maybe you're somebody who relied too much on their looks.
He was also homeschooled. Sorry to the homeschoolers. I wasn't surprised.
I didn't think about that. I was just thinking like, oh, he's like somebody who's kind of like skated by.
He was homeschooled, but then he got big a certain high school. So maybe he just did K-8 at home. And maybe then
he won all the superlatives. Like his mom gave him all the superlatives. He was biggest flirt. He was class clown. He was class president. He was secretary treasurer and the VP. He's
the head of flirt in high school to his mom. Horrible. That's horrible. But they showed a picture of him biggest word in high school, but then they also said he was homeschooled.
What was your did you get one as superlative in high school?
I did not. No. Did you?
I did.
What was yours?
What do you think?
Biggest flirt?
Oh my God. Definitely not.
Best Definitely. Dressed?
No.
What'd you get?
As class clown.
Oh, you little giggle monster, you.
Yeah, we're just so funny. And like, I can remember like everybody when we were like doing the superlatives, you know, and like people would be like, you're going to vote for her for class clown. I was like, are you guys fucking kidding? Don't even vote for me. I don't care. Like, I remember thinking like people being like, this is the defining factor of your life here.
Right.
You know, like if you get an extra picture in the yearbook, because, you know, like was your yearbook the same, like where you had the index and you'd go to your name and see like how many pages you were featured on?
No.
Oh, so like you could go in the back of our yearbook and it'd be like, you know, Frank Courtney, 6, 16, 25, blah, blah, blah. And it's like,
it's like actually very impressive they were able to do that.
Why?
Have the index. That seems like a very time consuming job for the yearbook. I guess, well, did you have a yearbook class? Was there class at your school?
I think so. I wasn't.
Yeah, we didn't have that.
Yeah. So, but
my school is also very small.
Yeah. Ours is pretty big.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you have it like your senior year too, where your family would like buy a page?
No.
They'd like wish you good luck.
The yearbook was like not that big of a deal. It was actually free. It came with tuition. No joke.
KIT. Lila's.
It wasn't that. I mean, it was exciting to get, but it wasn't that big of a deal.
You didn't care because you didn't get a superlative.
That's, I just had to burn
you. You had like a full, you were like mad about that yearbook. You're like, do not give me a book of my year. I do not want that.
They also had very like Catholic photos on the front.
Did you have a field hockey picture, team photo? Oh,
yeah, of course.
Yeah. Did you wear plaid skirts?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Can I see that photo? Can you post it for all of us one day?
Sure.
Oh my God, I would love that.
Like someone like sent me. I don't even have my yearbooks here. They're okay.
My parents. Why don't you see if you can find anything? We'll take a quick break and then you let me know if you find anything. If not, we're going to ask you to keep searching.
The weather is finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I recently updated my wardrobe, and I hate spending a fortune on that kind of stuff, especially like summer clothes, because I feel like they like get a lot of wear and tear. But I have been using Quince for over a year now, and they have such timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. They have this European linen. I have their white button-downs. They have dresses. They have blouses, shorts, and they are starting at $30. Also, they have these cute washable silk tanks. Everything they have is timeless. They even have 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is Quince's items are priced 50 to 80% off less than similar brands. They partner directly with top factories, and Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Cordy and I are simply both obsessed. You guys have to go to their website. You can literally update your entire wardrobe for the summer at a very affordable price and really high quality stuff. All their linen is fantastic. I even throw it in the dryer. It just wears super well. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/judgy for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/judgy to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/judgy. Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards your summer you. Peloton accommodates your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. They have some that are only 5 minutes long. And I can tell you with Peloton, if I start just, I'll like do a 10-minute class and then I'm like, I could do one more 10 minutes. I could do one more 10 minutes. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of working out, which always feels great. They have such a variety of classes and so much flexibility. You know, you can move your body in so many different ways. Peloton has a range of class types. So you can do a walking class. Are you really interested in running a marathon? They can help you train for a marathon. They have yoga, meditations, Pilates, HIIT workout, and you can move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations. I get a weekly update with their guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day. Peloton has everything you need to get where you're going, whether it's running outdoors or riding at home or strength training at the gym, Peloton has something for you. Get a head start on the summer you with Peloton at onepeloton.com. That's onepeloton.com. I have been using Ouai products for years now. That's O-U-A-I. And they just have released a new anti-frizz cream. And if you think about it, everyone has frizz. If you have thin, thick hair, you know, wavy, curly, straight, everyone still has a frizz problem. But you guys can check out their new anti-frizz cream. It provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours, plus it has heat protection. I'm someone that uses the Dyson, then I straight iron my hair. So this is definitely helping reduce and repair split ends. It quenches the dry hair with intense hydration. And according to consumer perception studies, 90% of participants agreed with their hair looking less frizzy using this product. Plus, their scents are incredible. This is a Sydney-inspired North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. All of their scents are incredible. I always use their leave-in conditioner. I use their detox shampoo once a week. I also use their hair oil. I am obsessed with Ouai. Be frizz-free and go to theouai.com and enter promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG, always getting 15% off. Check out Ouai. Investing can feel super intimidating and people don't know exactly where to start. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. And you really don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorn recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals and then automatically invests your money for you. I know I'm someone that is not a finance major and investing seemed really challenging. Like I didn't know where to start, and Acorns has helped me so much. Head over to acorns.com/judgy to download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to possibly promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/judgy. Investing involves risks, including the loss of principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisor LLC. Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Security LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com. Underwear drawers are like the wild, wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. You've got pairs from 3 birthdays and 2 Christmases ago, pairs from 5 different brands with 5 different fits. And when you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. Now, I felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies, and my other pairs have to all go because MeUndies is all I can reach for. I'm hooked, and honestly, I just feel off if I try to wear anything else. I love them because you can get your classic black, and then they also have like super fun expressive prints. I have these great shamrock ones, you know, when I'm feeling lucky. Plus, they come in all sizes. They have extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. They also have really great loungewear. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Go to their loungewear section. Super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies. They even have an activewear collection. It's super soft. And it's just unmatched comfort. MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. Go to get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. That's MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
So what'd you find? She's still searching.
Yeah, someone did send me. Okay, I can.
You're gonna find it.
Yeah.
I would love to see. I would love to see high school Mary. She seems like she'd be actually just very similar to this Mary today.
I look exactly the same. I have the same haircut and everything.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I've had the same haircut since sixth grade.
I cut my head a Kelly Kapowski college years haircut. Cut that.
Oh, that's fun.
Little bob. Yeah, I did. I did it all. Bangs. I cut myself bangs.
No, not adventurous at all. Yeah.
Yeah. Must be why I got a cosmetology license. That's either here nor there. Let's talk more about Winter House. So I think for me, Alex, there's just something. I actually don't find him that attractive. I actually think that Brian Benny is the cuter one of Alex and Brian coming into the house, because there's something so like innocent about him and like adorable, but like I would destroy him.
I mean, the juxtaposition between Brian and Alex talking about one another, Brian's like, I mean, yeah, we're just two boys from Florida. You know, we're like kind of like the Batman and Robin duo. Meanwhile, they cut to Alex and he's like, he's pretty flaky.
We have nothing in common.
Unique brand. I mean, I just love when they do that interpretation between the two.
They like put it next to
polar opposite.
Yeah. So they're all there and they're like, okay, let's, you know, this is the crew for the night. Like, let's do a toast. Alex, go ahead and do a toast. And Alex, this is why I'm like, there's just one screw slightly loose.
Absolutely.
Just like get that Phillips head, just turn it a little. Cause he's like, to rattlesnakes and condoms, two things I don't fuck with. What? And all the girls are like, okay. They still take their shot because obviously you can't not take a shot. But Alex,
never heard that line before. Never want to hear it again.
Yeah, I was like, that's not something that when that pops up that I'm like,
not even funny.
Then I'm like, I'd like to get in the hot tub and make out with him later.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And we clearly find out he was blacked out. He didn't.
I don't actually think he was blacked out. I think both him and Brian played it off because they got denied the first night and they're going to play that off because obviously Alex moves straight on to Danielle. I know we'll get there. So let's go. Okay. So that night they're having, you know, Danielle is making dinner and they're all wearing fur. It's at 900 degrees in the house. They're all wearing fur and they're having barbecue, which looked amazing. And they're all saying who's single in the house, and they get to Corey, and then we have to commercial break because Corey's acting single. There's no official title.
I immediately thought that when I came into the house. I just think it's really funny that legitimately last year, this summer, because of Winter House, you got to be on Summer House, some appearances, and you started dating a girl that was on the show. And now you're trying to pretend that you don't have a girlfriend. I mean, how old is he? Him trying
31,
to like,
maybe?
Not put a label on it. No, he seems older than that. Him pretending like they're not in a relationship is not okay with me.
It's just gross because it's like, we liked Corey, right? And then I told you, I remember like all these like things started popping up about what his Instagram likes. And now I don't like Corey at all. I think he's just, but
literally Sam went and watched What Happens Live and said,
remember that he's 33. Remember the story though, like that she'd say, and when we left the summer house every day, he'd send me a photo from the summer could try to talk to me. And I'm like, that is adorable. And now I'm just realizing, oh, he got on this show without Sam. So now he doesn't need her anymore. So I think he thought that was kind of the platform to keep him going because like Sam might've been the future of summer house. Corey, I mean, we watched that show. We're like, they are the future of summer house. And now it's like, that's yucky.
Why does Bravo not like her? I guess she just wasn't
what happened,
favorite.
But I don't know if it's him being like, it's weird to me that she kind of got blacklisted in a sense when he's the one who's like liking transphobic comments and like doing and like it's almost like she's getting penalized because of him. I liked her.
I don't think she's getting penalized because of him.
Well, she wasn't a full-time cast member. That's like surprising to me
I don't know why he's on it. That's why I'm saying.
Why
I don't think she's getting penalized.
And not for Winter House. I'm saying for the next season of Summer House.
Oh.
No, this season of Winter House, I think they like knew that Corey was going to say like, oh, I'm not with her.
So
I mean,
sad.
He's part of it. It's sad because
they are in a long distance relationship as well.
Yeah, but it's also, I mean, even Danielle says like, I like who he's dating and it's gross that he's saying this, but she's like not going to expose it because she's dealing with her own shit at this point. Right.
But Brian Benny, he puts it all out there. He's like, guys, I want to be married by 35. You know, I'm ready for my rom-com moment. The music they were playing, like he just like reminds you of someone that should have been in a boy band.
He's just so cute. Like we need Family Karma to come back.
Yeah, it will.
Why do you say that? That it hasn't. I believe it's been canceled.
No.
Okay.
Really?
The cast was.
Well,
like
maybe they'll
to
announce
it.
At BravoCon.
Maybe. I hope so. I mean, I think that cast is great, and I think it was a breath of fresh. So I think that they should continue with that show. Anyway, so Corey's like, you know, he kind of admits it. Alex and, you know, everyone's like, okay, let's kind of go. Dinner's over. Let's continue to party. Alex and Jordan are the ones who they decide to get in the hot tub. And I'm telling you, if a man in a hot tub slowly starts to swim towards me, there's 4 feet in between us. And if it takes him 3 minutes to float towards me to try to make out, it's a no. It's a no. And her just being like, no, 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 no.
It like gives him the cheek.
Yeah,
it did feel like a slow motion moment. He's like,
yeah,
you're beautiful. And then he just, yeah, this creepy.
It was so slow.
Slither, slow-mo.
Like they broke for a commercial and he was still slow-moing into her for 5 minutes until they came back, you know?
And also were like his hands behind his back.
Yeah, it was just a weird.
Do you know what I mean? Like.
Yes. It was, there's nothing
was
romantic
he, like,
or sexy about
it. Hands
this.
Towards her. I mean, wouldn't.
Where should the hands have gone? Maybe his doggy paddling.
First of all, yeah. No, if you were trying to make this move, maybe scooch you closer sat next to her and maybe, like, you know, try to.
Yeah. Like, well, I don't, like, need you swimming thing? Laps, hitting the wall, doing a backflip to push off of it to get to the other side of the hot tub. Okay. Why don't you just, like, come scoot next to me and be like, hey, maybe I should get closer over here. So that way you're not just slowly, like, it's like, dunna, dunna.
His arms were, like, behind his back when he was doing it. I don't know why. Like, it just didn't make sense.
He strikes out, goes to his room, strips off his pants and just goes to bed naked. And Alex is done.
I appreciate that.
We've got Casey down. We've got Alex down at this point. Right. Brian's like, okay.
Kyle's letting his freak flag fly. Amanda's not around. He is ready to be a bad boy. He is ready to dance solo in the kitchen alone and stuff his face with pizza.
And he is going to piss on that snow because he never met a pile of white snow he didn't want to make yellow.
I know.
Then Brian's like, okay, Malia, you're an ogre. With layers. And she's like, excuse me? And I'm like, you mean onion? I know the Shrek line, but, like, she's like, did you just call me an ogre? He's like, yeah, but, like, in a good way. It's like, okay, he's done there. Strikeout is done.
Yeah, that wasn't the best look for him.
It didn't work. Let's take one more quick break and then come back to end it all.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Then we're having a snowball fight. I feel like Brian Benny has also never been in snow. You know, he's like a Florida boy.
He said, like, my blood is too thin to be here. Like, he doesn't travel. He's like, no. I like to go to places where I take my shirt off.
Right.
I work out a lot.
Yeah.
I do a lot to have this body.
And I mean, he has his hands to prove it with all the calluses. Mm-hmm. And then he
goes in for to make out with Jordan too.
But okay, Jordan said that the next day.
Yes, in the hallway.
Oh, I didn't. I guess I must have
So I he like went in for it looked like it was going to be a hug, but he was he also slowly went in for it. And she was like, oh, no.
No, thank you.
Yeah. And she was like, no, too much. And she's like, yeah. He's like, okay. And then she's like, okay, I'm going to go to my room and try to follow her. And she goes, but your room is downstairs. And he's like, oh, okay. Brian's out.
Right. Then Kyle says goodbye, good night, and says he loves you. I love you, baby, to a photo of Amanda, which I just think was silly.
Drunk Kyle is always my favorite. Like when he's just chowing on food that he has deprived his body of.
I know. All week long.
He's to look that good. All week long. He has been, he probably did at least a couple of weeks preparing for Winter House.
Absolutely. No, he is work hard, play hard. He doesn't drink Sunday through and then Friday. Sunday through Friday, sober Sally working.
No way. Friday he's working. No,
sober through Thursday.
Oh yeah,
Sunday to Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Then Friday,
unless there's a holiday on Monday,
he's hitting it hard.
Hitting it hard. Send it.
So then also, did Lover Boy? They did a collab with someone.
Okay. They have a non-alcoholic drink that they've now released, which is
okay.
You know, again.
Once again, our idea.
Here's Carl.
Wait, but seriously, where is Carl?
Is Carl going to be at BravoCon?
No.
He's scheduled.
I actually feel like he sets up really big boundaries. He's scheduled to be there? Is now, Lindsay too?
Yes. I kind of hope he doesn't come. Lindsay will be there. I know she will be there. She's not going to miss that. I hope. I don't know.
I wonder how tight those contracts are.
I don't know. It'll be very interesting.
Wonder if Bravo, if Carl is genuinely I cannot be there for my mental health. I don't want to go. Do they let you opt out?
I think they would be okay with it.
Yeah.
In this case, I feel like it goes so much deeper. But you know what? I'm not the man.
Right.
I'm not the powers that be. So I don't know. All right. So the next day they're like, hey guys. Malia, first off, gets up at 5 a.m. and cleans the entire house. I'm like, okay, you know what? You're very annoying. I don't actually really enjoy you. I haven't liked you on Below Deck. But you can come to my winter house if you're going to clean the entire house and not actually get annoyed by it because you like it because it's a hobby for you.
Well, some people find cleaning therapeutic.
That's what I'm saying. You can come because you like that and it doesn't bother you.
Right.
So I'm all for that. They're like, hey, we're going to go tubing. I'm gonna be honest. We spent a little too long at tubing for me on this episode.
Oh, I enjoyed it.
Like, we don't need to have a very large montage of the tubing. Like, I know we're having them at tubing and the Tom Schwartz. Give me more Tom Schwartz.
We're building community.
We're building friendships.
Oh. We're creating bonds. We're getting the Alex Danielle moment.
There's a couple of moments during this whole thing that Danielle's like, I'm not going to disagree with you on that. Someone like Alex says she's intimidating, I think, and a boss bitch. Brian said something to her the first night too. I'm not going to disagree with that.
That's
her line. Yeah. She said that a couple of times, but I did love where she's like, focus on word and girl at a time. He's like, what do you mean?
I don't think he knew he tried to kiss her, to be honest.
I think he 100% knows.
Did you watch a season of Below Deck?
I watched some of it because that was the one down under, right?
No.
Was he not down under?
I've never watched down under. It wasn't down under.
Oh. I feel like I've seen an episode
or two. He's only been on one season.
And it wasn't down under?
He always gets super drunk.
He was with...
He was with Captain Glenn.
Yes. Sorry. Yeah. The one with Gary.
Yeah.
Yeah, sailing yacht? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah. I did watch. Yes, I watched some of that because you said and it was really good. So I'd watch
And he tried to put a water bottle on Captain Glenn's head
funny.
One night.
That was funny.
So he is pretty locked and loaded.
Here's the thing. If I'm a guy and a girl denies me, I'm going to pretend I don't remember it, regardless if I remember it or not. Okay? Because he's got to move on to the next. I mean, he's already moved on to Danielle. So if he did not feel, why wouldn't he be hitting on Jordan again? If he didn't think he did anything. He's just there for a good time, not a long time.
he's definitely there for a good time. I mean, because he's going to be the player this season. We see in the preview that we know Danielle and Alex have sex. Then he's flirting with someone else the same day.
I know. It's too much. And then Danielle's going crazy. But then at Tubing 2, I'm like, oh, this motherfucker, Corey. I'm like, you know what? Here's the funny part, too. We see Corey on Winter House. That's, sorry. It feels like everything is like, so I'm like trying to keep track of things. We see him first on Winter House, right? Mm-hmm. We're like, okay, he's fun. I'm like, no, but he's like kind of douchey, you know, with the pearls, whatever. Okay, but he's like fun. Like, he's bringing the energy. We see him on Summer House. We're like, okay, then, you know, it gets exposed about the, it gets exposed about the comments or whatever. And now I'm like, oh, what do I always say? Die the hero or live long enough to be the villain. And it's going to come out. When he was saying to Malia and Katie, they're like, oh, do you guys go for the same guys? Blah, blah, blah. I was like, no, Katie likes toxic. You know what he says? Oh, no, you like, because you like someone like that looks like me. Flirting right with them. Throws Kyle down the tube. He's like trying to be a cool guy, like pushes Kyle down in his tube. And then he's like drinking a beer like, I'm fucking cool.
It is kind of weird. The girls do know that he has a girlfriend. And
there's no title.
Gonna no be title. Into him as well. And what he's doing is even worse. And when Sam comes into the house and Malia tells her about it, I feel sad for her. How embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
That's horrible.
It's embarrassing, 100%. Then you've got, I mean, we end the episode, right, with, like, Schwartz, who's coming in, and he's like, Tom and I always said once we order, which I don't believe this either, once we open Schwartz and Sandy's, we're going to Steamboat Colorado.
Well, it's like, yeah, we got the bar open, then we can go on this fun vacation, we'll get paid for it, we can do whatever we want. Now he's living in a parallel universe, you know? He's having a complete identity crisis.
He's not even the main character in his own story.
Everything is unraveling. I mean, have you seen Yelp?
I mean, I'm going to be honest. Him and that talking head, he looked horrible.
I'm sure there's a lot going on because it's like, what is the timeline? I don't know. I'm going on this new show. You're not in my ear to talk to me. I don't know the fucking timeline. We already went skiing with Raquel and Bear with my roommate that's not my girlfriend. That
Joe.
That's hair.
Yeah.
What's the timeline?
He's probably is nervous. Like, I don't want to expose
anything. He's got bags under his eyes from it.
The guy has lived 100 lives in the 1 week since Scandoval broke.
But don't worry, guys. Another Katie will be into him.
I have to tell you, too, in the preview, I was like, huh, interesting. I didn't find like Katie like very attractive, but then literally, just because I had never seen her. So on first glance, I was like, oh, interesting. That's like who like Tom would be interested. And then as we were introduced to her on the show, I'm like, oh, I like her.
She's stunning. She's beautiful. Very chill. She's super cool. I will say I'm not loving, I like Malia with like lighter color hair personally.
Yeah, the dark. Yeah.
I think it kind of washes her out. Yeah.
Yeah.
But and I like their dynamic that they're besties. So
I don't know why it also cracked me up too when Malia woke up and her humidifier was just like full blast over her head. Like it was like straight steam from there. I don't know why it really needed that.
Bright and dirty. I did laugh when they said open up the sunroof. And then all the snow fell in. That was purposeful. That was Alex. Alex is a sniper from the side.
Oh.
He actually, I think he stirs the pot and acts like he doesn't know what's going on. So maybe he did actually. Now maybe I'm coming back around. Because I'm a hypocrite.
We're sandals. Don't worry. Big old flip-flops. Look, I think it's going to be a great season. I am excited for this. I think...
Good fresh energy in that home.
And I just love the crossover. And it seems like there's
enough space.
Yes. Everybody seems to either have a room or they're sharing with someone that like they're okay with. Like it doesn't feel cramped. This is good. Like I'm excited about this because I think it's 2 weeks of people who basically just want to drink, hook up, have fun. And
single house.
It should be called single house. Now, I'm going to tell you, when Sandy comes on the TV, I may fast forward.
Really?
I don't need Sandy on the TV.
I'm pretty sure that Sandy and Malia got into like a pretty big fight. She like was telling her she was a lesbian or something weird.
I think she made, but I think they made it as they went after Hannah, you know, it's like the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Right.
You know, it's just, I just don't need, Sandy, you don't fit in here.
I'm okay with it.
We don't
they
need
just
to
like go skiing for the day.
We don't need her, is all I'm saying.
We I think it's kind of fun.
If we're going to bring anyone, give me a Jason or a Glenn.
Okay.
Even a Lee. Even a Lee just to spout some things at
him. I wonder how him and Kate, their like people's couch is going.
Send him a DM.
Yeah.
Anyways, great premiere as always. Like this is like, this is the, like watching the show makes me want to be like, I need to go like on a vacation with my friends and just get silly. Just totally. Get silly.
See you in Park City.
Okay. Until next time.
Bye. Bye.